You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Motherfucking mini-episode. Mini-episode. Motherfucking mini-episode.
Yep. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another phenomenal episode of My Mama Told Me, the podcast where we dive deep into the pockets of black conspiracy theories, and we finally work to prove the theories that you, the listener, have at home. I'm one of your hosts, Langston Kerman.
And I'm the other of your hosts, David Borey.
We're here. We're talking shit. It's a motherfucking mini episode, Borey.
Hell yeah.
This is us when we get to talk to the listeners, the people at home, and we get to hear their dumbass ideas of what is worth talking about.
Yeah, tell me what you think, stupid.
Idiot. Fucking. I'll beat your ass if you weren't so
fuck
stupid.
You up. But then it'd be a crime because of the bus you ride to school. Different than my bus. Too far?
Oh, my God. Oh no! We're going to jail. All right. I'm excited today because we received an email from a person named Daniel. Daniel sent an email.
Okay.
Where he says some glowing things. Love the podcast. The work on Bust Down. Watch Bust Down if you haven't watched it. But he says here are 5 conspiracy theories I hope you'll consider for future episodes. Now, Daniel, in fact, did send 5 conspiracy theories that he would like for me to unpack. But we don't have time for that. We're not going through. It's a lot of fucking conspiracy theories, Daniel. And how dare you, even for a second, think that we had the time to be able to take on such a hefty goal as 5 of them.
You know this was a mini episode, Dan.
Daniel, what the fuck?
Come on, Danny. Danny.
Danny, baby.
Danny boy.
Danny boy. Okay, but I read all of the conspiracy theories, and Daniel did send one that piqued my interest, one that got me pretty excited. He said, my mama told me that the food pyramid was racist, not because it frightened black people by evoking the genetic memories of sweat and toil under the Egyptian sun, but rather because the government-issued food pyramid and related dietary guidelines intentionally overlooked and missed America's minorities. How you feeling?
No.
Where you at with this? off of your first hearing of the thing.
Everybody eats vegetables.
Whoa. I'm listening.
Is my first.
Yep.
I heard, maybe I'm counteracting with a different conspiracy. I heard that it was something to do with like farming interests. I heard something wrong. Like there's a lot of grain farmers. Like that's what most of the farms And I think it has something to do with corn. I don't know. This is probably something I heard at the barbershop, to be honest.
Well, that's interesting.
Shout out to Sauce Money on Colfax. If you're ever in Denver, go get a cut.
Well, it's interesting what you're saying, because one of the things that the food pyramid does is it prioritizes grains and cereals and breads and shit, right?
Right.
That it basically goes like, the thing you should be eating the most, the thing at the bottom that sort of is the base of your pyramid, is rice and cereal and grain and pasta and things like that. And as an adult, I now know that that's not true. I should not be eating the most rice in the day to feel healthy and satisfied as a human
bread,
being. You know what I mean?
Like some complex carbs, yeah. Yeah, I mean, but what I don't like about this theory is what foods on there do minorities not eat?
Yeah, that's, you know what I'm saying? It is a concerning one.
I understand like food deserts and things like that, but I guess I don't understand. It feels like a reach to me. I don't know. What do you think, Langston?
Well, it is a concerning one. I do think that one of the things that maybe what is happening inside of this is when you get to some of these more specific food pyramids, the physical representation of the things that are fruits and vegetables and grains and meats and all of the things do not, in fact, look like the things that Black people cook.
Okay.
And so it isn't so much that we don't eat vegetables, but there ain't no greens on that thing. Do you
There's
know what
no
I'm
okra. There's no okra.
Exactly. It's sort of like they put a bell pepper and an avocado and they go, eat that.
But that's also like, not what white people, especially back then, were eating. White
well,
people found
know.
Out I've, they found out about avocados in like 96.
I only mean to say, if you put something that looks like a green pumpkin on a chart and then go, eat this, there's a large portion of maybe Black children specifically who go, I don't know, dog, I ain't never seen that before. This feels like an attack. Or
right.
Certainly like a keeping me out of the deal kind of thing.
Right. Okay. I see what you're saying. I see. So it's not with the food pyramid itself. It's the representation within said food pyramid.
I think it's a representation. And then I also think that there may be an argument to the actual physical breakdown, right? That like,
I think the physical breakdown is bad. Yeah.
Yeah. So like one of the things that I'm looking at in this current food pyramid that I'm seeing is like these giant loaves of wheat bread and then one of those long French baguettes.
Yeah. That's what I see a croissant on this one.
Yeah, it's like the representation of sort of like breads. And it's like, hey, let me see a bread that look familiar to a Black household.
Where's a biscuit or a bun?
Yeah.
Here's the thing, conversely, right?
Yeah.
What if they did come out with like the Black food pyramid? How angry would... like, I would be angrier than I am at this one.
Listen, I would be haunted if for the meat there were just pig's feet.
Yo,
I'd be so furious.
Just a bunch of drumsticks? Like, that would also not be great.
Yeah, and they're like fried hard, so they look sharp. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's and then just like a grape soda and a pineapple upside down cake on the top.
Be like, you can have a little bit of your grape soda, but don't have too much.
Yeah,
grape soda.
You know, then your sugars will go up. Like, that's...
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I do think, to the larger concern that you're expressing, and I think it's a fair one, it's one of those things, and I've had this argument with a few people. I'm curious to hear your thoughts. I do get worried that we get too caught up in representation sometimes. That, like, I definitely think that representation matters. I'm not one of these people that's like, get over it. The TV was made for the good, God-fearing white man. You don't need to see yourself. That's not my argument. But I do think that if we get caught up in wanting Black imagery in every single thing, we're more than likely going to get our feelings hurt.
And it starts to ghettoize the experience, right? It's like, that's, it's like separatist in that way.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I mean, I also agree that representation maybe matters in a lot more places than it doesn't. I mean, would not that we didn't just have a whole episode about representation via entertainment, but like, is it more important for us to see Black television shows or Black doctors and firemen and healthy foods, right?
Yeah.
Like I, it's not that I don't think representation matters. I just think maybe where we aim it is a little misguided as Americans sometimes.
Yeah, and I think in some ways, your mother telling you that the food pyramid is racist probably comes with a type of logical sort of response to a lot of the mistreatment that may have happened throughout her entire education.
Right.
That, like, there are a bunch of fucked up things that we see in the way that Black people are represented or not represented or talked to or talked about. We literally just talked about this in the episodes, that, like, the likelihood of you seeing a Black body in any of your health books is like 1.1%. It's very, very low. And that type of shit does start to affect the way that you see yourself, blah, 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 blah. But not seeing a bowl of grits in your food pyramid doesn't feel like it's going to eat up how you see yourself in the world.
Right. I get that. I do think, though, that if we're dealing with this type of thing, right, we're dealing with children more specifically, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in that, I do understand where, like, if a kid is looking at this and they're like, oh, none of the food that I see is my family eats is on here. I understand. I agree with not all representation matters, but I do think in something as basic as eating, if you can't see yourself, because I'm sure it's the same for immigrant kids, right? I don't see any tortillas on here.
Yeah.
That felt weird.
Yeah, no, I didn't like it.
No.
But no, I think it's just, I was going to keep playing the game, but then you doubted yourself.
So yeah, no.
I was going to be like, yeah, there's none of that Ethiopian bread either.
No, you know what I mean? No. There's none of that. There's no, I don't see any naan. It's just like,
yeah, give me some naan.
Yeah, where's the naan next to the whole grains? But I don't know,
and
man.
I do think to that larger point, if we don't see naan in the food pyramid, right? If I'm a young brown child who grows up and I eat naan at home, but then my food pyramid is constantly showing me baguettes, and then my mom decides to send me to school with some chicken tikka masala and some naan on the side, the kids look at my shit and they go, what the fuck is that weird, crazy thing? Which then causes the infighting, causes sort of like the immediate racism that we ultimately find ourselves unpacking as adults.
And food is one of the biggest ways to be like, have like fear of the other, right? Their food is nasty. your food is gross, your food smells bad, blah, blah, yeah. blah, blah, blah.
And even more to that point, food, especially when you're young, is a commodity. It's a trading. I spent a lot of my youth trading up for things that didn't, you know, that I didn't necessarily have. If I showed up with some kind of ham sandwich, I might be able to trade up for a fucking Snickers bar or whatever it is that's in somebody else's lunch. But if I got a food,
if you pull that off, you are the GOAT of lunch school trades.
I'm talking about Snickers minis, baby.
No, then you just were hungry.
Yeah, I'm sacrificing four lunches to be able to taste that sweet chocolate gold.
You know they put the veins back in.
Okay, yeah, I like
that. They took the veins out, but I guess they put the veins back in.
Wait, where did you hear this?
Oh, this girl I know.
Right.
Yes, she's up on it.
To the larger point, if the food that I'm showing up with doesn't have that, you're not giving me a Snickers bar, veiny or not veiny.
Right.
You know what I mean? Trading for my non if the non seems like
it doesn't seem like food. It doesn't seem like because also with fear of the other with food, I think a lot of times it's like this food is gross, therefore it probably isn't good for me or doesn't like I remember we had like a kind of mixed Thanksgiving, and a friend of mine was going to make pigs. He was just making chitlins, and this girl was like, I don't want that stinking up my kitchen. This sure. white lady. And it's this idea that like this other food, this different food doesn't provide nourishment. And that is where I could see where the issue could be. But this is a conspiracy.
To that point. Chitlins, yes, chitlins stink, but so does fucking tuna casserole. Like,
bad.
There's a bunch of stuff we can point to.
Also, maybe
that
don't put
on both sides.
Cornflakes in your dinner.
Yeah, it's truly, what game are we playing when we pretend like none of these things, like we don't all just have a bunch of bullshit.
Everybody's eating gross shit. Everybody's just eating the shit that was around, man. Some of it's gross, some of it's not. You know what I mean? I'd eat a cat if they let me.
Oh, boy. I don't know that I would eat a cat, but it's only because they don't seem like they would have any parts that I'm like really excited about.
You don't like,
you know what I mean? Cat legs don't seem like they'd be like slapping.
They got ass like I like it. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess so. That's fair. But they seem like they would be supple. Is that strange to say? Because they just like it's like veal. They just sit around licking themselves all day. Feels like the meat would be very,
sure.
You know what I mean? Very soft. It'd be decadent.
Yeah, you never meet like a buff cat.
No. They don't seem strong physically at all. It's all mental.
Yeah, they trick you into letting them murder you in a way that feels correct. And agility, they're very agile.
They're agile and they're fast, but they're not they're not strong. We don't use them for work besides killing mice, and they like to do that anyways because they're psychos.
Yeah, that's a passion project for them that we're just sort of putting in front of them.
It's being a professional basketball player. You were going to do that.
Yeah, you were always going to hoop, baby. You're 6'9", and you can't read that good.
Ball is life.
All right. Well, I think to your question, Daniel, it sounds like we're sort of half and half on this. We do agree with you that there are elements of the food pyramid that could use better representation. We're not so convinced that Black people don't eat vegetables and fruits. And maybe that's some of our own undoing that we need to, or rather unlearning that we need to do when we think about these things.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Fuck yeah. Well, Daniel, or anybody out there, if you guys want to send us your own conspiracies about like the stuff that we eat and the white man's trickery around it, you can send it to mymamapod@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. And as always, you can follow me at Langston Kerman on all the platforms. And David, you want to tell these people where they can find you?
Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram. That's all I got for you.
Okay. He really struggled through that.
That's all I got for you. I don't have anything.
But he'll nail
else.
It the next time. I'm sure of it.
Probably not.
All right, I think we did it. Bye, bitch.
Motherfucking mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode. Motherfucking mini-episode. Mini-episode. Motherfucking mini-episode.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyer's.com today.